Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steven, 10 in the morning. It's 8:47 now here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Police looking for a bank robber. He held up the Conway Bank near downtown Wichita.
Two.
Heavy rainfall has come to an end. Now flooding causing headaches around central Kansas.
One.
Trouble spots for high water include West Wichita, Reno County, Kingman, and the city of Sedgwick in Harvey County. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Watch out. Traffic accident could be slowing things down eastbound K96 at Rock Road. Traffic on KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly sunny and cooler today with a high of 59 degrees. Yesterday's high was 72. Mostly clear and cool tonight. The overnight low 39. Thursday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high 57. Now a cloudy sky. We have a northwest wind at 14 miles per hour and 45 degrees. 8:48 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Steve and Ted poll question right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. Do you plan to vote in November? So far, the no's have zero, and the yes, 100%. Take the poll right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. U.S. and Mexican authorities have discovered an incomplete solar-powered tunnel connecting the two countries in a rugged, remote area east of San Diego. The U.S. Border Patrol says the clandestine passage measured 627 feet, that's more than two football fields, including 336 feet into the U.S. in the town of Jacumba. The solar system powered lighting and the ventilation system.
How about that?
It was also lined with a rail system that ran the entire length of the tunnel and had two sump pumps to keep the water out. Mexican authorities discovered the tunnel September 19th. It did not have an exit point in the U.S., so it wasn't complete. U.S. and Mexican authorities have found many cross-border tunnels, often incomplete. They are typically used to smuggle drugs from Mexico to the U.S.
Yeah, get Charles Bronson down there to dig out that tunnel.
Like the Great Escape. Yeah. It seems like it's far more sophisticated than that if they have a railroad.
Boy, doesn't it?
Oh.
Get those folks up here to build that train at the Sedgwick County Zoo
they're going to build. You work on that. It'd be solar-powered and everything. U.S. wholesale prices rose a mild 0.2% last month, held down by lower food and energy costs, suggesting that inflation remains in check despite the economy's robust growth. The Labor Department says today that its producer price index, which measures inflation before it reaches consumers, rose 2.6% compared with a year earlier, the smallest increase since January's. Wholesale prices rose in September after 2 months of flat or declining readings. Now, excluding the volatile food and energy categories, core wholesale prices rose 0.2% in September and 2.5% from a year earlier. Bottom line is inflation's pretty much under control, at least at the wholesale level here in the U.S., as the economy grows, and things are looking pretty good there, Ted.
Why don't they include food and energy? That's what most of us are spending our money on.
That's probably right. But
that's what we need to know.
Yeah, this is the producer price index, or as we call it, the PPI. All right. 8:50 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. And in just a minute here, we're going to check in with Bill Roy at the Wichita Business Journal. He's going to talk about the U.S. and China continuing to hassle over trade.
Yeah, the back and forth with trade and tariffs.
They're talking or they're trying to talk to talk to. They're talking to talk to talk to get a fine talk going, get a little something going there. Of course, the president has said it's time to renegotiate all these things so that we get a better deal for the U.S., right?
That's what he's trying to get accomplished.
That's what he's trying to do, and some of the countries are balking a little bit about that. All right, let's check in with Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, they're talking about not talking or maybe not talking about talking. The United States threatening to block trade talks with China. Administration officials say the president will not talk trade with Chinese leaders at the G20 summit if Beijing doesn't produce a detailed list of concessions. The Chinese say they have a list, but they won't present it without a guarantee that it'll be received in a stable political climate in Washington. The vice president of marketing and public relations has left his job at Wesley Healthcare. Alan Poston left the company in September, hired at Wesley in 2016. Spokeswoman Susan Burchill says the hospital system is looking for a replacement. She says she's not sure if a new person would hold the same title. And Sullivan, Higdon, and Sync ad agencies picked up a big client in Kansas City. The Wichita-based firm, now the agency of record for Merck Animal Health. SHS will lead marketing efforts, including strategic communications for Merck's swine and cattle divisions. SHS leaders say they've narrowed their focus earlier this year to farm-to-fork work and animal health. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Is that the biggest advertising agency in town, Sullivan Higdon?
It is, according to number of employees, yes.
Okay. Oh, I'm seeing, and according to the number of employees they have, not in, according to their employees. We're telling you we're
That's
the biggest.
That's correct. Okay. The number, they are ranked. We rank
you,
them.
Yeah,
on
you rank
the
them, don't you?
Employees.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they are the largest in town. They got a big client coming in out of town. Oh, all right. About how about that?
Yeah.
You had an article, or you had an item earlier about the Wingnuts. Kind of, well, they've disbanded pretty much as far as being a team as a whole, right?
Yeah, they've suspended for 2019, and they may come back for 2020. And, of course, there's discussions about whether they would come back in the Wichita area or even another market.
All right. Okay, so today is National Emergency Nurses Day. We're talking about some people who work hard. They got a lot of dedication, service, commitment to their patients and families, long hours.
And stress.
But I don't encounter them very often. Most of us don't. Of course, when my late mother had a couple of ambulance rides to the emergency room, we encountered emergency nurses and EMTs, and they just do a heck of a job. You get in there, and if you've got something going on, they know how to, with the doctor's triage and how to get you where you need to be quickly and get things under control if possible. And it's a tough job.
Yeah, and talk about every day, just you're dealing with potential crisis.
Yeah, a life and death situation almost every day. So, nobody ever talks about that. We're going to talk about the doctors now and then, but emergency room nurses, Emergency Nurses Day, yes, we salute you and thank you for great work. All right?
You bet.
All right. It's 8:55 now, Steve and Ted. We've got Glenn Beck coming up here in just a few minutes. Plus, flooding causing headaches across central Kansas. The news at 9 here on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.